Welcome back to the Afternoon News on AM 800. I'm Kathy McMahon. It looks like a Windsor pot store is in the works. A local location has been selected in the provincial lottery. It's for 545 Olatt Avenue. The owner of the former Higher Lights store in Windsor, John Litke, tells AM 800's Rob Hindy his thoughts on the decision.
You know, it's great for Windsor that we have finally received a cannabis retail store in the, well, for Windsor Essex as a whole. I would have preferred that my application had been drawn, but with 4,800 qualified people submitting expressions of interest, it was very clear that with only 42 people going in, a very small percentage would be able to win, which makes it even better, though, that Windsor finally will have a store. Quite frankly, we should have had a store October 17th of last year. So hopefully this store opens up before the 1 year mark for legalization. If anything, with 4,800 applications made across the province, it's clear that there are lots of business owners who want to take part in this sphere that aren't going to be able to do so. And, you know, it's still a woefully small number overall. Once these stores are all open, we'll have a total of 75 stores open across the province for 14 million people. Whereas Alberta has a population of 4 million people, but they today have 270 stores open. So there's a big disparity going on, but, you know, baby steps forward, and it's positive to see that we are getting a store.
So you put an application in yourself?
I didn't put one in directly myself, but I was the landlord for a colleague who was applying in Toronto, and that you were able to, with your application, apply for four different locations. And I was going to be providing marketing and communications consulting to that business, as well as working together with them indirectly towards promoting the business.
Surprised, glad that it's in the downtown core, 545 Olatt Avenue. Like we said earlier, there's a whole process still to get things up and running here. But just to have that out there in the public, glad it's in the downtown core?
I think the downtown core makes the most sense for it. I've been advocating for the downtown core for a number of years, especially when my business Higher Limits was open before the Ford government shut it down. I think it makes sense. It's also a great way now to help to reinvigorate and bring some more foot traffic back to the core. I am a little surprised that, well, you know, it's a lottery, right? So we'll see as more of these stores open up through the next rounds of the lottery, if that's how they move forward, if people decide to move towards other locales in the city. I can imagine maybe people start to complain about a lack of parking where this location is in the downtown core. But I think having it in the hub of the city is a very smart move.
Looking here at the applicants that were selected for the West region, London gets a couple more, Niagara Falls, St. Catharines. Anything catch you off guard with those ones?
No, it's not surprising. Again, this was not an equitable lottery. It was just they pull a name out of the hat, and they had no real marker other than for allocating 11 licenses for the West region, which we fall into. But that's Windsor to Sarnia to Hamilton. It's a very big region. Windsor doesn't have the biggest population. We know down here that the adage goes that that Ontario ends at Windsor, and a lot of people don't necessarily think of what the opportunities would be in Windsor if you are operating outside of our region. So no, it's not surprising that people didn't look towards here, but I think that this store opening up is going to see a lot of success. We have a region of 450,000 people. This will be the only legal store to go to. And then the biggest point that I've always made before is there's 7.5 million Americans who identify as cannabis consumers within 3 hours of Windsor. So hopefully we can get some of them over as well to take part in Canadian legal cannabis and to see all of the great fine things that we have in our city to offer.
Again, that is John Litke, the former owner of the Higher Limits store. And he is reacting to news that a Windsor applicant was selected as part of the provincial lottery for a retail cannabis store. The location is at 545 Olatt Avenue. 4:56 on the Afternoon News.